Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. While most people don't know all the science behind the troubles that prolonged stresses create, we all intuitively know that excessive stress is bad for us. Here are just a few of its effects to consider. Stress promotes inflammation of the body. This can result in joint pains, muscle aches, digestive troubles, cardiovascular disease, and cognitive difficulties. As stress creates inflammation in the digestive system, ulcers can develop in the stomach, and the cellular junctions in the intestine that are supposed to be tight together can loosen. This creates a variety of issues such as pain, bleeding, malabsorption of nutrients, dietary allergies or intolerances, and more. Stress also triggers the release of sugar into the bloodstream to handle the stressful events. Over time, this can cause sugar handling issues and may even result in diabetes. Handling one's stress requires a combination of changing one's external environment and changes within oneself. It's important to make the changes in good time, or else the effects I've mentioned are prone to happen. Remember, a single stressful incident causes a series of chemical and mental reactions that can last from hours to days, or even years. That's why we require a certain cooling off period after something significantly triggers us. Now let's recall that not all stress is bad. If we're honest with ourselves, if it weren't for stress of some kind, we probably wouldn't do anything. Even gravity is a stress of some sort, but think of its benefits. It helps us tone our muscles and bones, and it helps us have some reliability in our location, whether we're staying put or traveling. In like manner, the beneficial stresses of life may help us as we chart courses according to our mission and value statements and strive to achieve our goals. Nullifying all stress is not a realistic goal. It's the compounding effects of all the many forms of stress that are harmful. We should manage our emotional stresses appropriately, eat healthy foods that promote the maximum expressions of life, and reduce our toxic exposures as much as we can. Much of what I cover in Healthy Living Features can help you. Yes, there are many ways to do this, and we'll continue covering tips regarding these. Of course, because you're listening to KLBB, you have a great start already.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.